You know what this sound like? Mm-hmm. A song. Yeah. Maybe some more down. Got him. This is the same song or a different one? This one fire. It sound like me.
You drum like that?
Low key.
Dang.
I'm my mama,
though. I'm my mama. You seen him drum like that?
I'm my mama.
I've never seen him drum, actually.
Nobody has.
I just know. He has them in his room.
I have a drum kit.
Yeah. But it's never assembled.
Ever.
And I've never seen him play it. You know what's crazy is I've just assumed that. We've been friends over a decade. And I've never seen you play.
That's so funny.
That's actually great. Actually, I don't even know. I might commit to the bit. Maybe never see you play.
Well, I mean, does Guitar Center still have like drum kits out?
Yeah.
Because the last time I went, they didn't.
Oh, you're talking about like full drum kits, not like
whole kit?
I don't think so.
That was whack. I remember they used to have the soundproof room.
Oh, yeah.
Just go crazy in there.
How are y'all?
I'm chilling.
Yeah, I've been recording for a cool minute.
A little roaring Drake guard, dude. Snake. But I'm great, dude. I'm good, dude.
Hey, good, man. Good. Yeah. How are you, Lorenzo?
I'm good. I don't have a fun fact.
I feel like Jinwoo, dude.
Who? Say it again.
Jinwoo.
Do you know Jinwoo?
I feel like I do.
Is he a choreographer of fighting? Or is that the director? What director is that? What director? Jinwoo. John Woo.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking of John Woo.
Yeah.
John what Woo, anime are you watching?
Yeah. That's why that's his name, right?
He just made me mad.
Yeah, why? It's Solo Leveling. That's why I was like, I don't think that's right.
What is that? Oh, you don't like it?
I don't care.
You don't like it?
We're 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes in. Chill.
I'm not trying to test you.
I don't curse.
Oh, okay.
So
that's fair. Well, it's good.
I can't. Go ahead.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. We hope you're doing well. We hope you're doing fantastic. You're having a lovely day, and we're back. With that, it's going to be a weird couple weeks. You know, we're going to be doing a little bit of different content here. But before that, I am Danko, and I am joined with Lorenzo across from me.
Make sure you check your brake pads.
Check your brake pads. If you hear squeaking, you should probably replace them.
Yeah.
Replace those brake pads. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Hi.
And of course, next to us, we have Lewis.
Drink water, dude.
Drink
it's
water.
It's good for you. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better. Name something better than water to drink.
To drink?
Yeah, shut up. Nothing, dude.
Coffee, man.
What?
Coffee.
It's better than Agualito?
Oh, yeah. Agualito.
Are you smoking doinkage?
What the?
Jamaica.
No, we can't just stop cussing and then go to drugs. I feel like that's...
Yeah, whatever, mother. Flauta.
Hey, welcome, everybody.
Ah, yeah, you thought... he thought... they thought...
We hope you're doing well. Now, before we start the episode, of course, we are doing fine. We are going to be kicking off something. Cue the fucking... the NFL. The NFL
didn't
music.
I just say you the worst kind of person? And then look what happened. Look what happened. Who
it's
broke?
It's so hard.
Who broke?
It's
dude?
So hard.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. I was struggling a little bit.
The NFL. Like,
you guys are still good. Yeah.
Cue the NFL intro.
Right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be playing a game for the next couple of weeks in between. Some news here and there, some releases. We're going to be playing the 2025 Untitled Mixtape R&B Fantasy Artist Showdown.
Y'all going to be playing. I'm going to be winning because I already won.
I just made it up on the spot.
It's all subjective.
It's all subjective. Oh. It's literally off a point basis. So
I won.
You make me
How much y'all want to bet, dude?
We're not betting. We're not no betting. We do not condone gambling in this
What?
Area. Yeah, sorry. We can't gamble. It is illegal.
My dad.
Yeah, sorry.
What you got?
So, we are doing
Switch.
I want your license plates.
Oh my god.
I just want to put them on my car.
That's
I don't want.
Crazy. That's so crazy.
Isn't that like, that'd be so hilarious. I just want your license plates. That's it. Your custom license.
Is that even legal? That's not even legal.
No.
No, but it's funny.
Say no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be duking it out. Technically, we're just the coaches. We are just arguing amongst each other on who is better than the other. I'm going to go over the rules. I'm going to go over kind of how it's going to work, and then we'll see if we can get into drafting. And drafting is going to work a little bit just like how it works in fantasy football. We're going to probably flip a coin, or we're going to roll a dice on our phones, see who goes first, second, third, and we're going to pick our R&B picks coming from old, modern, classic, and to the new age of R&B, if we so please. Let me go over the rules. So we're going to draft 18 R&B artists. That's six each.
Sorry, edit that, Adrian. That's a crazy number. I didn't think it was that high. That's why I go ahead.
Second worst kind of person.
But I know.
There you go. We're going to draft 18 R&B artists, both classic and modern. That'll give us six artists per team, which is just, we are the coach of our team of artists. It's single elimination with a bracket to the championship.
We get to name our teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll name our team.
Yeah.
We'll name your team. And each week, we will be going through a bracket. It's not going to just be one bracket per person. We're just going to try and go through. This should only take us about 4 weeks to do. Okay? It shouldn't take us any longer. The brackets, the first week is going to be the longest week because it has the most artists, obviously, until we start eliminating people. This is how it's going to work. We're going to go toe-to-toe. Whoever's R&B artist goes against whoever. It's also set up six artists because obviously you don't want to fight against yourself with artists, R&B artists. Mm-hmm. So we're always going to make sure that we're arguing against each other. All right?
I don't like that. Was too. Move on.
There are different point systems that we are all going to be using, and we are going to be fair. We are not going to intentionally give someone a zero because you're going against them or something like that, Lewis.
First off, Daniel, you don't know me.
All right. So OD to call me by my gubby.
Obviously, I'm so sorry.
He called me by my gubby.
I heard
in front of my friends.
I feel like I've called you. I feel like I've called you your government name.
You know how embarrassing.
I did it at the beginning of the episode. Oh, you call me by my gubby, Daniel. Wow, thank you.
Yeah, Daniel.
So we're going to be trying to fairly rate critically amongst each other when we do a round. So the point system is vocal ability. 25 points. How strong and unique is the artist's voice? Consider technical skill, control, range, emotional delivery. Pretty straightforward. Out of 25 points, dude. You won?
I won.
You haven't even picked the artist yet.
I'm me, bro.
The next one is impact on R&B. How did they help shape R&B? Even modern artists can shape R&B as well. Of course, things change over the course of 2 to 3 years. In R&B, you know, the different types of genres as well. That is also up to 25 points. Songwriting and lyrics. How strong are their lyrics in terms of depth, storytelling, and relatability? This is a little controversial because nowadays, a lot of R&B artists do not write their music anymore. Most people don't. This is a lot more for the classic R&B. A lot of artists back in the day, of course, wrote their own lyrics, wrote their own songs, allegedly. It is,
bro, I won, dude.
And so,
bro, the hamster wheel moving right now.
I'm looking for...
What do you mean, the gerbil wheel?
I'm looking for lyrics and songwriting delivery. How do they deliver? How are they... Even I'm if so it's not good. Written by them, how did it come out?
Yeah.
Okay? That is also 20 points. Consistency. How consistent is the artist's output? This is not just like, oh, are they still releasing albums today? This is... Even if you have like a classic artist, R&B artist, how consistent were they in their time? 1970s, were they releasing every year? You know, like Michael Jackson, of course, is not going to be in this fantasy R&B because he's the king of pop. But for example, he was releasing albums every 3 years. And then when he got really big, he was releasing albums like every year. 15 points for consistency. Cultural impact. This is similar to R&B impact, however, cultural impact, the best example I can give, everyone has a cultural impact as far as artists, Pharrell being one of the most popular ones as far as culture comes to mind. He was doing fashion contracts. He was creating fashion. He was endorsing companies, and he was shaping the culture itself. As far as his, that was his impact. So it's not just pop culture; it'd also be humanitarian. We've also talked about artists who go out of their way to do charity work, or you know, they do, you know, free concerts for charities or stuff like that, or disasters and stuff. So that's 15 points. Bonus points will be awarded when we get closer to the championship. So at max, it's 100 points right now. We're all going to give our, like, okay, he made a good point. Yeah. We're going to give him this many points. We're going to tally those points up, and that's how we're going to do the clash.
I'm just saying the bonus points better not be working like the bonus stars on Mario Party, because I'm going to be mad. All right? All right? Just throwing out random stars when people don't deserve it.
That's ladies and gentlemen, saying. We are now implementing a power-up that takes points from other artists.
That'd be crazy. For the most part, I understand it. I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about who I'm choosing, rather.
Yeah, that's going to be the hard part.
Because consistency, right?
If you
Frank
want...
Ocean.
Oh.
Not that consistent, but cultural impact.
You know who you should pick if you get first is Chris Brown.
Me, personally? I just don't do that to my friends.
Hey, listen. Look.
I know you and Sprout.
No.
I would acknowledge you and Sprout.
He's not going to pick Chris Brown.
No, I'm just saying. Like, that's definitely... my number one first overall pick.
Really?
For sure. Yeah. For sure-sies. But I'm saying, if one of y'all
pick him,
my bag, bro. I'm in my bag right now.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to win no matter what.
All right.
I'm
you sound like two of my students who just talk like that constantly.
I'm going to win. I'm going
to 100 points maximum. Bonus points will be for later rounds. As we get closer to the weeks, we'll announce kind of what the later rounds are going to entail, or like what the bonus points are going to come from. Like, I don't know. Maybe it'll be like, oh, well, my artist has the highest stream count. And then that could be like 5 points or something. I'll figure it out as we get to
petty
stuff. Yeah, because we're getting to the championship. It's going to get dirty, you know?
That's crazy. So this is Mario Party.
Yes,
I know what I'm worried about is... if we're playing and then Danko somehow, some way is like, guess what, everyone? Surprise round, lightning round, and I'm gonna be fucking mad.
In the event.
Wait, why are you saying no? You aren't acknowledging not, if you're doing
not,
it or not.
I'm not gonna do anything. I won't do anything. I promise.
Don't.
I'm not evil. Yeah.
Yeah. Move forward.
In the event. I'm going to try my hardest for brackets to stay consistent. If there comes a time where, you know, three artists get knocked out and then you verse yourself the next week, I will adjust so that you are versing someone else. If it gets to the point where only your artists are up at the top,
I win.
Then we'll distribute the artists. You choose the artist you want to pick. And then the other players or the other judges will take that artist.
So.
Yeah.
So there's no clean sweep. We got to play it. Everybody got to play it every week.
Do you want to argue to yourself for an hour? And
no,
score
I love
your...
myself. I would never talk to myself like that.
I'm talking about your artists, though. I'm talking about your artists.
But I'm saying, like, no matter what, we're all going to be playing all 4 weeks, right?
Yeah, we have to. Yeah. I mean, we're all in the same episode, so.
And you act like we're all not going to debate our heart out.
With that being said, those are the rules. Pretty clear, pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
For now.
Until
you just bring a little magic.
Should we roll for...
Oh, you got dice on you?
Perception?
Oh, tell Siri flip a coin. Wait, how? Between three people?
We're going to roll to the high. We're going to roll D20. Highest gets first. A D20. A 20-sided die. So, hey, Siri.
Hey, watch out, Android user. don't act like you fucking know Siri.
I don't even know what language you just spoke right
hey,
now.
Hey, Siri. No. You are... relax your voice, all right? Android over there.
What are you doing?
Just taking my sweet time. Hey, Siri. Mm-hmm. Roll a 20-sided die. My Siri not working.
Oh my God.
We're going to use Google.
I can use my Google if you want me to.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Never talk to Siri like you know her, though.
Roll a D20.
I didn't understand that.
Right. Yes, you can.
Roll a 20-sided die.
I don't have that, but I can roll a 6-sided dice.
What is your problem?
Why do we have to use a 20, though? Why don't we just use a 6 one? There's only 3 of us. It's not like we're exceeding the 6 number.
Okay, roll a d6. We'll roll a d6 then.
Doesn't matter. Those license plates better be mine.
Who?
It's, her name is Bigsby.
your face was so atrocious.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what comes up.
He said, who?
All right, she's shaking it.
You threw a 5.
I threw a 5. Boom. Do you want to go?
Yes. What do I say?
Just roll a 6-sided die.
I didn't understand that.
Don't listen to her. Just.
Where do I say it? In this little.
You see that blue thing?
Roll what?
Roll a 6-sided die.
Okay.
What? Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, let's go. Yeah. What I got?
Your face.
Oh, yeah.
And the die reads 6.
On a
son of
shit.
This has a 6.
Wait, so I'm first?
Yeah, unless he gets a 6. And then you guys have to re-roll again. I mean, I'll go second. That's fine.
And you rolled a 4.
Nope, 6-5-4. 6-5-4. So Lewis goes first.
Danko second. I'm third.
Fair?
Yeah.
Danko goes second. Lorenzo goes last.
Right. Yes, fair. Why?
I was just... Like, are you sure you guys want to go through
this? The thing is, me and Danko know that how this is gonna go usually is because you are highly into music.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say something else, dude.
And you're right, because you're black.
Oh yeah.
So we already know that you have the upper hand in R&B. Danko has the upper hand above me because he listens to more music than I do. And then I'm here for the fun argument.
But you listen to music too, bro. You dance.
I know, but I you guys listen to way more music than I get to. I gotta listen to the same song over and over.
It's any like, exclusions, or should we just
no Chris Brown?
Where are we taking from? I mean, we could.
No, that's not
good.
No,
Chris Brown is not gonna win.
You're smoking crack from a pipe. What? Chris Breezy gonna get me the Dubskis? You crazy in your head, bro? You crazy in your head? Ooh, at least 3 weeks, sweep it.
Actually, do we include groups?
I thought we were gonna do one set of groups, that's why.
Oh, yeah, that was the rule, right? We're gonna
pick groups. But we don't have to.
Wasn't that gonna be the first pick?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was gonna
like
be.
Like the group a first? Group?
Yeah. So it would be and like then... normal. Yeah, because you like pick a team first.
Okay.
Wait, so we just like...
How about we do...
We just going through the Rolodex in our brains?
Yeah, I think so. Pick up Google and look
what?
Up and pick your people.
Right now?
Yeah, why not?
Are we doing groups first then?
Híjole.
Yeah, right. We're going to do group first.
I'm a little nervous, actually.
Oh, God.
Don't be nervous.
He's bad man, a Gemma.
This looking changes things, bro.
I know.
There's some dogs.
That's what I'm saying.
Dogs, bro.
Dang.
Well, you're going first.
I forgot Drew Hill wasn't here, low key.
All right, you know what? Hey. Beat groups, bro.
Yeah. Good luck. I have a couple of choices.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Damn.
That's already such a tough one. This is already terrible.
It's so hard.
Bro, there's so many, bro.
I'm not even saying, like, I was going to choose these, but the fact that I forgot them, like, hurts my heart. Like, I forgot Drew Hill, Jodeci, Jagged Edge.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What are they not?
No, they're great.
Fuck. It's just hard. Like, how do you match? Which one do you match with on a very suggested, I don't know.
I'm doing Boys to Men.
I hate you with all my heart.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
All right,
because low key, I was gonna pick Boyz II Men, but I was like, Earth, Wind, and Fire have been around for like forever, dude.
Hey, but you know, I don't see Earth, Wind, and Fire with a Vegas residency.
They're tired. What is wrong with
Take your time. Don't think too hard on it.
What are you talking about?
I should go get that.
What are you talking? Dang, I was gonna choose Boyz II Men. I'm down. I'm gonna go with The Temptations.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah, Temptations.
That's a good. That's a solid pick, right?
That's great.
Okay. If it wasn't gonna be that, I was gonna choose New Edition.
I was gonna pick the Isleys.
I was thinking about that too, but
about one song, bro. Just because of one song.
Just because. One song.
Footsteps in the Dark?
No. The one that Aaliyah covered and then Frank Ocean covered.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Let me know. Mm-hmm. Let me know. Bro, what?
Damn, why didn't we pick the Isley Brothers? They've been sampled so much. Hey, it's Locked in Stone.
Boom, we get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the groups.
Yeah.
But also, we have to, I think we also have to, if anybody is listening that is older than us, you have to realize, like,
I'm 25.
Everybody, every generation is going to have their bigger impact, you know? Yeah. So, like, I'm sure the Isley Brothers have been, but we talk about, like, people that, like, we grew up from our parents listening to immediately.
Yeah. Sorry, Penguins fans. I don't think there's enough of y'all listening for the Penguins.
I'm down for the Temptations. I think I could fight with that.
Yeah, hell yeah. No.
I know, but now I gotta.
Back around. Welcome back. No. Yeah.
No, last pick goes first.
Second oh, round. Yeah, it's Snakes okay. Back, right?
Thank you.
It's
Thank
Snakes
you.
Back, right? What is the next genre?
R&B. It's R&B forever. It's everything.
I thought we were doing like subgenres.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I thought we were like the rounds were going by like genre.
We could do okay, what's
the reason why we can't do it like that is because there's only three of us, there's not four.
Okay.
So
all right, don't yell at me, bro.
No, it's okay. Unless we want to do another group. That way we can do another group. That way it's six picks on groups and someone will always fight a group.
Are we doing another set of
groups? Yeah, another group.
Oh, then I'll do, what did I say, New Edition?
You said the Temptations, so I'm assuming you want
to. No, I was talking about, already. Yeah, I was talking about my second pick was going to be New Edition.
Okay.
Let me go back down the list. Give me a
second. Not New Edition.
Give me a sec. Damn, do I do it for the freakies for the one time? Okay, wait. What are the categories again?
Right now it's R&B group.
No. For the judging system.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're looking at impact on R&B, vocal ability, songwriting and lyrics. Consistency, cultural impact.
Oh, damn. My God, you slut.
Oh, my God.
Dang, I kind of want to do it for the funsies.
Why was I looking forward to this? I'm stressed out. I'm so fucking stressed out right
now. Because I'm going to win.
Don't look at me, dude.
The line is too thin. I'm going to do it for the funsies. I'm going to choose Jodeci.
Jodeci.
Ooh, yeah. Do it, dude. You know you want to, bro. Just pick them. Please, so I don't be stressed out so I can pick somebody else.
What are we considering, a group? More than three? Or is two fine?
Two is a duet.
Damn. I'm going to pick Destiny's Child.
That's a solid one, though. For the Beehive.
I win.
I was scared, too. I was scared, too, to make the...
to make the math.
He said, I'm going to win. You are going to win.
I'm torn between two right now.
There's some really solid picks. You got like the Commodores.
She's Odd Future.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck between the Isleys.
Oh shit!
Or Brockhampton.
And the Gap Band, bro. Because Charlie Wilson's voice is undefeated, dude.
Honestly, the Isleys will get you far. I think.
We have to go tracks. We have to make sure that we have our list of tracks.
I'm gonna just do the Isley safe pick. You know what I'm saying? UV. Yerna. Yara.
Okay, and then it just goes back to
Chris Brown.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, did you not see that coming?
Remember, you only have three picks after this.
I don't care. I already know who I got next.
All right.
So I hope none of y'all be suckers.
I was gonna pick Usher because I made that an example, but I don't think he's gonna do very well.
Don't yell at me with that face, dude.
I'm not yelling. Maybe I am. Maybe a little bit.
I feel like I know who you're gonna pick.
You don't know anything about me.
I love that. That was great because that sounds like something I would say, bro. That was phenomenal.
You don't know
superb
shit.
Superb work. You don't fucking know me at all, ever.
Good. Fuck. This is hard. There's so many good
don't overthink
picks.
It. Remember? Don't overthink. Now you got it.
I believe in you.
I'm going to pick Rihanna.
That's a good one. I'm going to go the opposite way and choose R. Kelly. No, just kidding.
Oh, just no.
Kidding. DQ'd. Disqualified.
DQ'd.
He's...
Damn, I'm stuck. I'm
you
stuck.
You know what's crazy, though?
If you really
yo,
just...
Yo, that's like your... High keto.
If you just did numbers,
that's like the pick.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
like if he wasn't such a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and yeah.
If you, that's like the pick. Bro.
Yeah. If like you just did musical numbers and nothing
voice,
besides that,
he wrote for everybody. Impact, like bro.
I'm going to choose. I feel like you know who I'm gonna pick too, but I don't. But I actually don't know because I'm stuck between these two.
Go with your gut, dude.
I'm going to go Sade.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Okay.
What did you think I was going to pick though?
Tank.
It was on the mind. Well, but I have two above him.
It's your pick again.
Is it? Is it? Perfect. Luther Vandross.
You're a whore.
If you're going to pick Luther Vandross.
Fuck you. If you do it, if you say it,
I'm
going to
pick Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay.
And we're gonna pick Marvin Gaye.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah.
That was the one I was. That was another one I was stuck with. But I choose.
Yeah, bro.
But I chose Luther for the feels.
This, and it's your turn again, sir. Wait, is this the last pick? No, two more picks.
Two more picks.
Two more picks.
Oh, damn, there's so many people I actually put above Tank. I know who I'm choosing next. You're so
Mariah Carey.
Damn, Mariah Carey is a solid Dang. Pick.
You chose the Eminem of R&B. That's crazy.
She's the GOAT.
Aaliyah.
Oh, my God.
Slutita.
Well, now I got to repick. Hold up. Give me a sec.
Sorry.
Bro, I won.
Shut up. Stop talking.
I won.
Where are my shoes? I won.
I'm taking this because this song is still stuck in my head to this for like the past 5 months. I'm D'Angelo.
Okay. D'Angelo.
Oh,
and your next pick?
Fuck.
Last pick. Make it count.
Last pick of the
word?
Oh, my mama?
That's our last pick.
Last pick. I'm going to choose T-Pain.
T-Pain. Okay. I like it. I like it.
I went with a lot of oldies, all right? I gotta do one from this generation.
I'm picking Otis Redding. I was gonna pick Al Green, but then I was like, damn, too much gospel.
This is the last pick.
I was gonna pick Al Green, but I was like, we've already chose so many from yeah. that.
This
from
is
that
the last
time.
Pick.
This is the last pick.
Last pick.
Fuck you. For real?
Is this the last pick?
The last pick for the six, right? And then there's another six?
No, this is 18.
Oh, it is? Oh, snap.
No, yeah. Mom is dead
is 18,
ass.
18, yeah.
This is it right here.
This is it. Unless we want to go 36. And then
that's
we'll be doing.
I know that's a lot of. That's then, a lot of arguing.
We'll be doing this for 2 months.
Yeah,
if that's the case.
Dang.
I mean, we can always do another fantasy if it goes well. We could always do another fantasy draft.
Oh my God, bro.
Dang. Wait, do I like my picks? Holy crap! Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're locked in.
Don't matter because I won.
Okay.
But
okay.
You make me so fucking angry. Burn all your vans.
Lewis does have some scary picks.
Erykah Badu.
Fuck. Erykah Badu.
Wait, read me back. Read me back, man.
All right. Here are the picks.
One more again.
Lorenzo, your picks are The Temptations, Jodeci.
Said by that.
Sade. Luther Vandross. Great pick. D'Angelo, another great pick, and T-Pain.
I'm happy with those, actually. I'm very happy with those, yeah.
Lewis, your picks are Earth, Wind, and Fire.
W.
The Isley Brothers.
W.
Chris Brown.
Can't fuck with them.
Neither can Rihanna.
Marvin Gaye. Oh, no.
Wow.
Marvin Gaye.
Bro, I won.
Mariah
you shitting
Carey.
Me? Are you shitting me?
And Erykah Badu.
Come on, bro. I covered all bases.
My picks, Boys to Men.
You lost.
Destiny.
Stop talking.
Destiny's Child. Rihanna. Teddy Pendergrass. Aaliyah. And Otis Redding. That's a solid lineup.
Bro.
That's you got a little bit of modern, you got a little bit of classic in there. It's good. It's a good lineup.
It's gonna be fun.
I like Mine feels like Lorenzo picks. That's why.
So we'll have the group picks go against each other. Obviously.
Are you gonna like post it
on Instagram?
Yeah.
I'll have Adrian.
So then I'll post it on my story.
Was
and
be like,
gosh.
That was yeah, so.
Why was it racist? Why was it racist?
Because there's no other Filipinos in this room, dog.
I didn't mean to do that.
I know the moment you said it, you're like, oh my
God. I'll send Adrian the bracket, and then we'll show everybody what the bracket is. And then, we'll go against each other. So how it's going to work is the first bracket is going to be the longest. So I'm assuming next week is going to be a long episode, not too long, but it will be one of our longer ones. It'll probably hit that hour.
We should get here earlier. Sorry.
I can't.
I mean, well, 4:30. Yeah. Is that wait,
don't you get off?
You usually get here at like 4:30.
I get off at 4:00.
Yeah.
I get here at 4:30, 4:40.
Okay.
So, I mean, we started pretty early today.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be long, because like too crazy long, because we're only going to have...
I feel like it'll be like the regular length of it.
I feel like we like to argue. And like, I feel like we're more prepared to argue than ever.
Because how is the first,
the first
bracket going to go?
We could either split it into two or split it into a one or do just one. It's 9 rounds because it's the first bracket. It's the first head-to-head. So we either split it into two. So let's say we'll do 4 1 week and 5 the other, or we do all 9 on that day. It's the only reason why it's going to be long.
I just know our debate is going to be wild.
So maybe we should split it.
I'm just saying though, can y'all really debate me though?
Oh my God.
Like, listen, like, bro, what?
I don't know. I mean, it's not just your points. Remember, it's our points too.
I don't care about those.
You're so stupid.
Nah, this is gonna be fun though.
Yeah, but I just feel like we're gonna be ready to debate.
Cause like high key, I feel like this is gonna start something, and then we're just gonna be doing this for other genres. Exactly.
I know. That's what. Yeah.
That's the plan. If we do it right, then we can. We've got the bones.
We can have like special guests,
which
be like the other
judges.
Part of the no. Wait, are we judges?
Yeah,
we're the judges of
this.
Oh,
then yeah.
You thought we were going to give it to people on Instagram?
Oh, we can have, like, panels and friends.
Panels of friends.
Just to help debate.
We get ice cold in here.
Yeah, oh, my.
What does that mean?
If we got ice cold in here, we have a friend. We have a friend. Anthony. we call him Ice. But, man, he would... That is a debater. That is a passionate debater, and it's so fun. It's so funny. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Let's work this out. Let's do this first R&B. Of course, this doesn't even cover 10% of the R&B artists out there.
No, it doesn't.
So we kind of went with some heavy hitters.
And like high key, these were just like panic picks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was thinking we were gonna have a week.
Well, no. Even figure it out. I'm thinking about it too, though. If I took a week, right, and thought about it, am I gonna even have picks set?
The other plan was to just pick or put it on paper. I would just make everyone write down their picks.
Yeah.
And then I was just going to make us put it on the board.
I was going to have at least 3 picks, though.
Like backups just, and stuff?
No, like just like ready.
Oh, yeah. It's better to do it
Marvin,
like
Chris, and Mariah were stuck.
Unless someone else picked it.
Yeah.
Then I would have killed you.
You're so
game over.
I still win.
Sorry. One less person to play. Yugi versus Kaiba.
There's no prize.
There's actually no prize.
All your life points are gone.
That's a direct hit, homie.
Life points go to zero.
He just wants to decimate the competition. There's no prize.
Oh, my Lord.
So petty. Okay. Other than that, that's going to be the game. I think we have a good game. I will set up the brackets tonight. And we'll probably split up the first bracket round so that we do half and half. Obviously, one league is going to be like 5 and the other one's going to be 4. And then we'll argue. We'll debate.
Yeah, we're gonna argue for sure. I already know that I'm going to have to do research.
And we don't have to do it.
Wait, can we take a pause?
Yeah.
I got to use the restroom.
Doobie baby, you are my superstar. I'm your number one fan. Give you all that I can. What? Too many bars?
No, I'm just surprised you're recording yourself and do that.
Whatever. Who cares? Right? This is our podcast. We can do whatever we want.
That is very true.
All right, we're back. Adrian, I did a little pop for you so you can cut all the extras, gubbins. I was too afraid to close it. With that, okay, so we've got our brackets. I will set them up. We'll post them on Instagram to announce the draft. And we'll go toe-to-toe. We'll do four matches next week, and then we'll do the five. And then it's just going to get smaller and smaller as we go till we get to the championship.
Hey, man, good luck to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. I need it.
I'm nervous.
He's nervous, but that's okay.
Yeah, but Lewis is also nervous. Yes, you are. You are. I gotta do so much research on like.
Cause like no Kizzy, that's T-Pain. I mean, he's through a little.
He's like a multi-instrumentalist R&B. That's
low-key a cheating ass.
Swiss Army knife.
Like bro, Auto Tune
producer.
What the fuck?
He made Auto Tune.
Cool. I didn't even think about T-Pizzle, dude.
Like man has like 8 Grammys.
Everybody does Auto Tune.
Yeah, but he does it right. Yeah.
Why are you yelling at me with that?
Fucking
dude? Stop, bro.
Let me go through some quick stuff.
Dang, I'm real nervous quick. About so many picks.
I think you're gonna do great.
I just think there's a good catalog already just by the people that we've chosen. The catalog is very high.
Oh yeah.
Like no, there's so it, many people it, it's, that have it's crazy. That have enough numbers or enough songs to go toe to toe with certain people.
Yeah.
That's what's blowing my mind.
Hey, what's coming out?
I don't know, actually.
I'm looking at my. That's why I said it. Ooh, League of Legends, Welcome to Noxus. Great. That seems to be it.
That's a song?
I think so. Dude, Ariana Grande is doing a deluxe edition of her Brighter Days Ahead. What is it called? The Sunflower? The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Minds. That's what it's called. She's doing Perfume and Genius is doing releasing an album as well. That's going to be really good.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Album's coming out. Lucy Dacus from Boy Genius is doing an album as well. That should be exciting. Busta Rhymes is releasing an album. He's back. And he is releasing something. Wallows is releasing an album called More. Mumford & Sons are back with Rushmere. They'll be releasing an album. Chloe Moriondo, really popular. She's releasing an album called Oyster. She has a great voice, in my opinion.
I like Chloe Moriondo.
I think you're the one who brought her up
when
we lived together.
Yeah, that's when she first had her like little acoustic indie album. And then she started going to rocker a little bit more. Now she's like beach rock.
Which is cool. Which the singles that are releasing now are more smoother, I guess, or calm.
She's
back
cool.
to her roots. Yeah, she's pretty good. Memphis Mayfire is releasing an album called Shapeshifter as well. Will Smith is releasing based on a true story.
Will Smith is ass, bro.
What?
But he never cusses. That's what makes him cool.
He never cusses.
That's what we...
He never cusses.
So what does that mean?
That he's...
I'm special. like what kind of accolade is that? Because I just want to see where y'all doing... Because I don't curse either. When I rap, so I'm just trying to see like how high you putting him because he don't curse. Where my accolades at? If that's what you're doing,
he's the first to do it.
Oh, shut your fucking face!
DJ Jazzy Jeff is gonna be there.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah, he's Will Smith. Why didn't you pick him for?
He said, "He says where's my accolades?"
Dude, fucking.
I want someone. You know what we should implement?
Yeah, fucking R&B, bro.
Where's my accolades?
We should implement a surefire lose for like the winner.
What?
Of like if you win the R&B artist, for example, of this, and we do a hip hop draft next. We're gonna give you Will Smith as one of your picks.
As like a handicap?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
That's
actually.
That'd be so funny.
But we'd have to do 36 rounds because I'd be salty about the one dirty pick, you know?
Yeah, we would have to do
rounds. I would need to outweigh it.
I feel like I could.
You think you can get Will Smith?
You can make that work?
Absolutely.
So if you went against Ice Cube?
That's doable.
What?
He doesn't curse.
He doesn't curse. That's so crazy.
That's a strong win, actually.
He's a great actor. He's a better actor than Ice Cube. Are you serious?
No, you're right.
Oh.
you thought he was disagreeing?
I was about to say, what? What movie have you seen?
His son is a better actor than he is.
Actually, sure. That would be really funny, though. To each time you win, you get a handicap. That'd be really funny.
Vanilla Ice.
Absolutely. Fuck not, dude. No.
Oh, you get Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, there we go. Machine Gun Kelly.
I
disqualify myself.
I'm not put myself through that.
Who?
Youngblood.
Fuck no.
No?
What?
For pop punk category?
No.
Okay.
No.
If we do country, you got to get Shaboozy.
I mean.
Shaboozy kind of fire, though.
No, you get Post Malone. You don't like it?
Fuck no. He's dirty.
He
looked like he stinks, bro.
Other than that, I don't have much else. There wasn't a lot coming, and we've made the brackets. Any final thoughts on your brackets, everybody? How you feeling?
I feel like I'm doing it like in the tuning exams, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna beat the room. You know,
trying to map out your strategy.
Yeah, think about it, dude. Like,
how does this work?
Like, how is like, it gonna get toe to toe?
Yeah,
who's I'm gonna going generate it in the bracket. So I'm gonna start with the groups, and I'm gonna put.
So next.
So I'm gonna start three.
It's gonna be like surprise. This who's going against?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we gonna be able to see that before, or is it gonna?
Well, yes, because I'm gonna be looking at it. So it's not fair that I'm looking at what I'm going against if you guys don't get to look at what you guys are going against.
Change it,
until Adrian, you know, maybe one day Adrian will be like,
agreed.
I'm going to change it.
You can change it, bro. You'll be like, oh, shit. I'm going against Marvin Gaye with
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
It was more fun.
Rihanna versus Marvin Gaye. Uh-oh. Oops.
No, I'd never done that before.
I don't know
how
you
dare
like
you?
That.
What
I don't know nothing
about
you.
We've been doing this for like 10 years.
I don't know nothing about you.
He said, I don't know you like that. I can't. I don't know.
Bro,
you
I
like
love
that.
It here, bro.
Oh, my mama, though.
Bro, this is going to be fun as hell on my mama.
This would be hilarious. We can't even get through this. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I think I'm going to get really high up there. I think I'm going to get close. Rihanna's going to take me, you know, there. I'm not very confident.
Hold on, because Rihanna's low-key solid.
Yeah.
Rihanna's a solid pick. Aaliyah,
especially
I think
for cultural
pick.
And, like just relativity-ness.
Yeah, she's still out there.
That's not a word.
I know, but can you?
Relativity
that was,
is
that
weird.
Was crazy.
Relativity. I think Boyz II Men is a good pick.
It's a good word.
I don't know. I think I'm doing pretty solid, honestly.
Yes.
I think my weakest pick, to be honest with you, is Teddy Pendergrass. But I don't know.
You better do the research.
Could you pick again?
Teddy Pendergrass.
No. Listen, I want to hear your list real quick.
Destiny's Child.
Boyz II Men.
Teddy Pendergrass. Aaliyah. Rihanna.
Boyz II Men.
Otis Redding. Boyz II Men. Those are my picks. Six.
Your weakest pick is Otis.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
I don't know.
Who the fuck sings like him?
Wait till the research comes out, dog. Wait till the research comes out.
He's like his own fucking entity, bro. Like nobody like
Otis Redding?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta go. The Mac be dying.
Oh.
We gotta go. Any final words?
Nervous.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time, and we're get ready for the toe-to-toe, see who goes against who. We'll be doing four rounds next week, and with that being said, have a good day.
Peace, skis.
Goodbye.